Today, Farm Brag with us, with more on the needs of farmers and ranchers as we prepare for the 2025 tax discussions in Congress. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we raised the important topic that will come before the 2025 session of Congress, renewing the tax provisions of the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. From the briefing materials that we've gotten from the American Farm Bureau Federation, we understand that more than 98% of our country's farms and ranches operate as pass-through businesses. The reduction of pass-through tax rates and expanding tax brackets would increase the tax burdens on a majority of farm and ranch businesses. From the Thomson Reuters Tax Glossary, we read that a pass-through entity is a legal business structure that isn't subject to corporate income taxes because it passes profits on to the owner. Pass-through entities include S corporations, limited liability companies, sole proprietorships, and partnerships. The 20% business income deduction, known as 199A, is a benefit that needs to be renewed in 2025. This benefit is very important in offering a way for farms and ranches to remain economically sustainable in all seasons of economic ups and downs. Another one of the provisions that needs to be extended in 2025 is the unlimited bonus depreciation expensing. If this isn't continued, farmers and ranchers will be unable to offset income with deductions from their business investments. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.